This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. In Russia, the number of dead and injured continues to rise in the aftermath of this week's hostage crisis at a school in the town of Beslan, just north of Chechnya. We turn out NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Beslan. Lawrence, thanks very much for being with us.
Hello, Scott.
And I'm afraid there's no way of beginning other than to ask you what the count is at this point of those who have died and those who have been injured.
Unfortunately, the count keeps rising all the time. The last figure we had came from a Russian government official who confirmed that 322 people are now dead as a result of this tragedy. More than 500 people wounded. We assume that the final toll may go much higher. We know that this morning around the school there were still many, many body bags behind the school, and apparently many of the victims burned very badly when the roof collapsed. The bombs were set off inside the building, burned beyond recognition, many of the bodies simply not recognizable. So, as I said, at this point over 300, but expected to rise in terms of the number of dead.
And Lawrence, we hear a din of noise behind you. Can you describe the scene at the school right now?
This is a building where the relatives of those who had been inside the school have been holding a vigil for 3 days now since this all began. People are milling around. Most of these people behind me have no idea what happened to their relatives. They don't know whether they're dead or alive. They cannot find them at the hospitals. They're not on the lists of injured, and they have not seen them. They have not identified their bodies at the morgue. So it's a very grim scene of people who simply have no idea what happened to their relatives. We have to assume the worst. The worst would be that they simply haven't been identified yet. The mood out here is a mixed one. There's a mood of revenge among many people who want to take revenge against the believed Chechen militants who led this horrible hostage taking. There are also people who don't completely subscribe to the government view of events, that this was an unplanned storming, that the government forces had to move in because they believed that the hostages were about to be killed. A lot of people basing their skepticism on the fact that from the very beginning the government misled us about the numbers of hostages. At one point they insisted there were as few as 120, then they admitted 400, then they admitted 600, and it emerged later on that there are more than 1,000, which is what all of these relatives were saying from the very beginning, knowing how many school children were enrolled in the school.
And this was the first day of school, as I understand it?
This was the first day of school. This is a school where 840 students approximately were enrolled. Normally they would study in two shifts, one morning shift and one evening shift, but they all go at the same time on the 1st of September. It's a tradition that parents accompany their children to school on the 1st of September, normally a very festive holiday in Russia, and of course all of the teachers inside as well.
Lawrence, as you note, Russian authorities say that they really had no choice, that they opened fire only when they saw Chechen kidnappers, heard Chechen kidnappers, they say, inside, a number of whom were Arab, they now say, were shooting at youngsters who were trying to escape, and that the people inside, the hostage takers, had essentially wired the building with explosives. What do you hear from people that would support or detract from that account?
Well, what we hear is we hear the government's version, which is that there had been agreement for emergency workers to go and retrieve some of the bodies, some of the people who were killed in the early stages of the hostage taking. And once that was done, once these people approached the building, shooting began. Then a series of explosions came from the building itself, and Russian special forces moved in. After that, we had a six-hour battle. We have conflicting reports about what happened inside that gymnasium where most of these kids were being held. They do acknowledge that explosions went off. There were a couple of reports of the hostage takers firing upon fleeing hostages. But I think it's going to take a long time to figure out exactly what happened, whether this was a planned storming or whether it wasn't. I mean, a lot of people here were scared from the very beginning that that building was going to be stormed and had urged government officials not to do that. Having said that, a lot of Russians would not have liked to have seen the government negotiate with hostage takers, especially in such a heinous situation where they're taking children as hostages.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Beslan, thank you very much.